Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to another episode of Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hey, we're here with my wife, Pam Bolden. Give a shout out, babe.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hey, we are excited about today's episode. We're talking about love. We're talking about, you know, that thing that makes us should bring us home at night. That thing that, you know, that people crave and want so badly, and ironically, or fitting rather, tonight's episode is entitled "I Just Want to Be Loved." It's important that we talk about it. It's important that we try and reach people who've been hurt by it, who've given up on it. And those who just want to get better with it. So thank you so very much for joining me this evening. Just a few housekeeping notes. Hey, listen, if you like to share anything, for those of you who are calling in, if you would like to share anything, you just press 1 on your telephone keypad. It will let me know that you want to share something, and I would acknowledge you and bring you on. For those who are in the chat room, it is live, baby, and it is up waiting on you to meet me there. You can. I would look forward to seeing you there. In addition to that, let's keep it professional as we share and respect other people's comments, okay? That's super, super important. So, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we're talking about love. We're talking about the reason why men are looked at as dogs, because we view love a little bit different from the way females view love. But we're going to talk about that, too. I mean, it's that love thing is the reason why people give up, you know, on relationships sometimes, or quit their job, or move from one state to the next, all because of love. It's that reason why lonely hearts who just their desire to be loved is so, you know, strong that they'll get it any way they can, whether it's with another person, another male, another female, same sex. They just want that love. And then a lot of times, a lot of us have been hurt and wounded by that thing called love. And that could have been through a molestation, a perversion, a rape, or whatever. Or it could be just a normal relationship where we've opened our hearts up to somebody and really, really expected them to love us back, and they didn't give us what we expected. So trust me, I know the feeling. I know what you feel. And so we want to talk about it tonight. We want to answer some questions for you tonight and deal with this thing called love. Ladies and gentlemen, you are free to ask any questions that you want concerning our topic tonight. Okay, so let's get started. I was talking earlier to someone about love, and we were talking about why, you know, their relationship, you know, went awry, or and how that it left them wounded on the inside because they thought they really loved that person. And see, here's the thing about this love thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to get and you got to understand. Listen to me very carefully. There is a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone. That is that little thing that keeps us from connecting like we should, because so many of us get it confused. So many of us miss out on it. So many of us keep thinking that, you know, I love that person. Well, that person might love you too, but if that person is not in love with you, it is not enough to hold you. It's not enough to solidify that relationship. So I encourage you that that in your relationship that you move way, way past that place of just loving someone to being in love with someone. And so that's super, super important. All right. So how do we start in a relationship? How do we know that we're in love with someone? How do we know that we love someone? How has that hindered people? How I made the statement earlier and said that women call men dogs because of that. And here's the difference. Here is how we love. Men are so funny in this particular area. And women try to figure us out. And we think, you guys think we love the same way you love, but we do not. Oh my goodness. You guys have a evolved to the next level with your love and emotions. Okay. We speak two different languages when it comes to that. A lot of times we love with our eyes and with our penises. You guys love with your heart, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. However, it takes us growing more with you and into you that we love with our hearts. Because of that thing, that heart thing for men, we keep it so closed, we keep it so elusive that only our mothers have gotten in there, and maybe a young schoolgirl crush or something along those lines, or we leave that place open for our daughters or whatever the case may be. But a lot of times we don't allow women to get into that place. So we will love you, but we don't necessarily hold on to that thing called being in love with you. So, and ladies, you kind of fall quickly. I don't know why y'all fall so quickly. Maybe because you can answer some of those questions for Ms. Riha. Why y'all fall so quickly with y'all hearts?
Oh my God, it is so complicated, so dynamic, and so various. There's so many reasons why we fall so quickly into love. We're created like that, and we want that, and we desire that. The majority of women and anything that we see on the broadcast does not denote that everyone falls in this category, so please keep that in mind. But for the majority of women, we want love. We want a man to just love us. We want him to be head over heels for us. We want to feel that love, experience that love, and just so we go through so many drastic measures sometimes that may be detrimental to us because we want it. So we're willing to do anything for it.
Wow.
And not realize that while we're willing to do anything for it, the person that's reciprocating it, the male, sometimes is just enjoying the smorgasbord, and his mind isn't on the same thing that our mind is on. So we hurt ourselves, or we're detrimental to our own selves sometimes. So ladies, we got to slow it down,
yes.
Recalculate,
yes.
Reassess, and look at this thing a little bit different. And then one thing, that's why men are so good in sports, and not that women aren't, but it's calculated. They look at it and they count up the cost. They know the rules of the game. They know everything about it, so they're able to play it so well and excel in it. And sometimes, ladies, we don't know the game as well, so we play it and not knowing that we're in a game playing it, and we find out that it wind up being a game and we didn't know the rules. So if we want the love, if we want him to be head over heels with us, why don't we slow down, backtrack, and reassess and try to find out the rules of the game and not just come from a standpoint the way we want it, but we have to understand and study the person that we want the relationship with. So
wow.
That means that we're going to have to study men.
Wow, absolutely. That girl came heavy tonight. Y'all need to be listening. I'm telling you, it is so, so very important, ladies, that you recognize that we love differently. And if you don't recognize that and you jump into it so head first and miss the fact that this is a game, you will miss. Your heart will be broken. You will call us dogs and you'll say he did this and he did that, when the truth of the matter is you gave too much too fast. So stop faulting these brothers. Stop faulting them for you know, so-called breaking your heart. Be honest with you. Don't get mad at me, ladies. But a lot of you, you know, you broke your own heart. You gave all your stuff away in the beginning. You should have just waited, backed up, and relooked at some things. It's important that you do that. And for some reason, and I can understand why, women, especially those who had children before, understand that nurturing role. They understand how to nurture their children. You are by nature a nurturer. So a lot of times you want to take care of this man. You want to nurture them. You want to make sure he is where he needs to be and do for him and do for him and do for him. And it feels like that you've given so much and he's given so little. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, and it's sad. It's sad reality. But today is Truth for Tuesday. So I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But the question still remains. Can you handle this truth? And the truth is, stop giving up so much, you won't get hurt so much. Stop giving up so much, you won't get hurt so much. I heard everybody clapping when I said that. Okay, good. All right, so it's important that you understand this. So what? How do you approach this thing? How do you, no matter who you are, tall, short, wide, thin, cute, pretty, not so cute, you still desire, and it's a basic need of humanity to be loved. Love will drive you to places and for you to say things or do things that you normally would not do. It's important that you understand that if you put love in its rightful place. And so here we go. I'm looking at a relationship with this girl. She is very beautiful. You know, she grew up very beautiful. The apple's everybody's eye. And for some reason, she didn't get the kind of love that she wanted that made her feel important to her parents, because that's one of the biggest faults that we miss, is that fathers have to speak into their daughters' lives. You have to make sure they know that they are beautiful and that they are accepted and they are all that in the bag of chips. And the moment you stop doing that, the moment you don't make that woman or make that young lady feel important, somebody else out there will. And so what happens is, as you grow with that, as you mature in that, you find yourself wanting to help others, wanting to get the right love back to you. So you give out what you want to receive. Let me say that again. You give out what you want to receive, and it does not always reciprocate back to you. Boy, that's a hurting feeling. And you fault somebody else for that. Well, it's time to wise up. It's time to really, really take a look at who you are and do a self-examination and say to yourself, who am I? What do I really want? What am I giving away? My thing is, am I capable? Am I doable? What are the things that I do? What are the things that makes me a valuable asset to any particular man? Yeah. And the moment you start doing that, and I know I'm talking more so for the women than I am for the men. And I know some woman out there saying, what about these men? They we take responsibility for our actions. We take responsibility for not being the man or being your knight in shining armor. Well, let me go ahead and bust up that myth right now. Stop looking for a knight in shining armor. We ain't coming. You know, we're not going to show up. What you need to look for, a peasant. Look for a pauper, if you will. I can hear people throwing bricks. I can hear frowns. I can hear all that. But let me finish. Stop looking for the knight in shining armor and look for that hidden jewel, that person whose armor might not be shining, but the moment they get with you, they'll be willing to shine their armor, and you make them shine, and you help them shine. And so stop looking for the ready-made man. Oh, that's what I was trying to get to. Stop looking for the ready-made man. There are only a few of us out there. The majority of us are married. Give me a high five, babe. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So the other few are married as well. So and guess what? We didn't come ready-made. There are no men that are ready. Made. Hear me. There are no men that are ready made. You had to put work in. And because of my love with my wife, because of our commitment, she helped me to get ready made. She helped me to become better and better and better. And guess what, guys? I say this all the time, and this is super, super important. So I want you to get this. If you help your man become the man and realize the man who he wants to be, he will become the man who you need him to be. I tell you, my wife has supported me in every venture that I've started. She supported me in every business that I've done. She's supported me in going back to school. She's supported me in raising our children. She supported me in every facet of my life. And because she was so supportive to me, I became the man of her dreams. I became, not that she made me that way, but because my desire is to make her happy. I live every day looking for an opportunity to make this girl happy, to make her feel blessed, to make other women envy our relationship and say, hey, and not in a bad way, but to say, hey, I wish I had my marriage like that. I wish my husband loved me that way, because I'm trying to set an example for my brothers. But I didn't come ready-made like that. It took a good woman to help me get to that particular place, who would invest in me. Does that make sense, babe?
Yeah, and then also to add to that, women, I mean, we're unique. I put a post out on Facebook today how that we're unique and how we're dynamic and how we're powerful and we're so many things. We have what it takes to help a man come where he needs to, and also they have what it takes to help bring us where we need to go. But I was thinking as he was speaking that you need to know your status. Women, in order for us to stop getting hurt, in order for us to find the love that we need, in order for us to get the love that we deserve, you got to know your status. If you are a female with low self-esteem, you got to know that about yourself and go towards fixing that so that you don't draw the same type of men. If you draw, for an example, and don't get offended by anything I'm saying, I'm just using these as examples. If you always was drawn to a thug type guy, you might want to try maybe a nerdy guy this time. You know, if your last four relationships was the same type of guy, all of them ended the same way with failure, you might want to try another type of guy.
Absolutely.
And stop falling in the same category every time. I mean, if you are a woman that is ambitious and like to do creative things like books and businesses and that type of stuff, and you was attracting a guy that just didn't want to do nothing with itself, you might want to go and try another type of guy. So I guess what I'm saying is, whatever your status is, you might want to try another type of guy. Maybe the guy that you said, oh no, I would never date a guy like that. He's not my type. I'm not attracted to him. That might be the guy for you. You might be missing out because you've tried the same type of guy and produced the same type of results every time.
That's right.
Now, that might not apply to everybody and every time, every chance and every relationship, but that may be some of the problem.
Absolutely. And I've been saying that, I don't know how, ever since I've been coaching, I've been saying, do not sleep on these average brothers. I know, ladies, you've been taught and you've been raised and you've been reared to make sure that, you know, you bring something to the table and that your man brings something to the table as well that can equal. Okay, so ladies, you're outpacing us. Let me just go ahead and tell you, you are outpacing us. You are beating us in this race. You are educational wise, you've blown us out of the water. You know, you're already a multitasker. You already can do dishes, take care of the kids, come home, cook, and go to work while we still trying to find out matching socks. I mean, you guys are phenomenal. You're phenomenal. So you're beating us hands down. So now I got to be honest with you. Are you gonna find that same mate, match that, and meet you, you know, come equal with you, the same stuff to offer? No, you probably won't. But you can inspire us. Oh, man, you got to hear this. You can inspire us. You can encourage us. And I know, ladies, I hear you saying, but, man, I am tired. I'm too grown to raise a child. I'm 40 plus. I don't want to go through this again. Well, guess what? If you don't want to go through it again, then settle with being single for the rest of your life and miss out on this thing called love. That's up to you. But for those of you who are willing to put some work in, I'm telling you, your dream mate could be yours, and I can help you do that. Listen to me. My name is Zeke Bolden, the relationship whisperer, baby. This is what I do.
And hey, you got to realize that your investment comes in different stages and different parts of the relationship. If you're just dating a person, you're not going to invest into him as you would your husband.
Right.
Hopefully you're not. And ladies, we're going to have to change the game now, because we're dating and we're having sex and we're going out to dinner and we're going to the movies and we're having Netflix and chilling and we're doing all these things, but then we're not getting fulfilled in the way that we need to. We need to slow it down in those areas. Now, it's up to you whether you stop that or not. Some of you guys probably do need to stop that and start investing in the inner part of you, the inner part of him, and trying to really get to know him, ask questions, get him to talk more, instead of just it just being the way some of the counseling and some of the coaching that we're doing, that ladies, we're giving up too much too quick, because we think those things will keep him, those things will keep him coming back. They will keep him coming back, but at the end of the day, you sometimes are left empty. So you got to reassess your investment stages in a relationship and when it's time to invest this and when it's time to invest this. Well, no, I haven't gotten to a place where I want to invest that yet, because I don't even know. It's just been 3 months. So you have to invest at certain stages, and some investments you don't take risk in some investments.
That's
when you know that you're not going to bring back a dividend, where you hold that investment and you don't invest it right there. So you got to be able to relook at things and reassess it.
Absolutely. It's important that you do that. And I'm glad she mentioned that, because listen, we've been super busy. We've been super, you know, been planning, we've been putting things together. My wife is joining in even the more with the business and helping me really orchestrate this thing. We are creating, you heard me mention a little while ago, we are creating a relationship academy where some of you don't know how to date. You don't know when to invest. You don't know how to live like you're dating versus living like you're married when you're single. And a lot of people do that. You date like you're married. This is my man, so I'm supposed to give. You know, it all depends on what you're investing and what he's willing to invest and how he values you. That's important. Let me tell you something. This is a key. This is something super and dynamic for you to get and to understand. Your value is not based on what you bring to the table. It's not based on your education. Is not based on how much money you make. Your value in a relationship is based on what you're able to give to that man. Now, I'm not talking about sexually. No, not at all. I'm talking about
you're able to give.
I'm talking about, you know, do you excite my mind? Do you motivate me to do better? Do I want to work and make myself better for you? Do you stimulate this orgasm that's in my head? Do you do that? It's important that you understand that, because if you don't understand that, you'll think you can stimulate my small head, and that's okay. Sure, you got a big butt. Okay, great. Okay, fine. All right, you got big breasts. Okay, great, fine. All right, you're kind of cute in the face. Okay, great, fine. You got a car. You got a bachelor's degree. You know what? There are some women who are just like that, who are still single and keep asking themselves, what is wrong with me? And they're seeing these other sisters who ain't built the way they're built, but they're getting wedding engagements. They're getting proposed to. And that's because we don't value you just because you got a big butt. I'm sorry. And I know that's what's in the media right now. And I know that's what you guys are seeing. And you think that's what it is. I mean, to a point where you're getting butt injections and you're risking your life to get this stuff. And you're wearing body shapers and you want to make yourself the finest things in sliced bread. Well, I'm telling you, we look at you differently, how you do that. To be very honest with you, when I'm dating my wife, or when I was dating her, you know, I don't want her looking like that all the time. No, that's for me at the house. That's for us. And even now, thank God, we're in our late 40s, and my wife is finer than she was when I first met her. And that's absolutely phenomenal. You know, that's important. And so all of that stuff develops over the years. Don't go for the single knockout punch. Don't go for, I am all that in the bag of chips, and when he sees me, I'm going to blow his mind. No, you know the first thing we do when we see you? We are, because we are so visual, the very first thing we see is we're looking at hips, we're looking at butt, we're looking at breasts, we're looking at cleavage, we're looking at lips, we're looking at eyes, we're looking at hair. We're looking, listen, it's all visual in the beginning. For us, you know, I don't I don't see why she got a wonderful personality. We don't see that. What we see is, man, I can't wait to get her in the bed. I can't wait to hit it from the back. I can't wait to, you know, and I know because the very essence of this show, love, you'll find yourself there because you want it so badly. You want to be loved by somebody. You want to be treated well by somebody. Listen, don't go by what that song. I think Miguel has a song out called Quickie. And I think it's a little old. I think it's an older song, but he says, I don't want love. I don't want to be loved. I just want a quickie. You know what? And I'm telling you, men are telling you, you ladies, exactly where we are and what we think. And you have to have the ability to change the game. And you can do that. The power and the strength is in your hands. Now, if you don't know how to do that, then it's time that you start calling. It's time that you go visit my website, ZekeBolden.com. It's time you see me on Facebook, ZekeBolden2. It's time that you follow me on Twitter, and it's time for you to invest in yourself. It's important that you do that. I have a great, great special running this month to help singles and married folk, and even those who are wanting to get married, pre-coaching. I'm telling you, to help you navigate this thing called love, because, baby, there are so many people that are compromising who they are. They're compromising their religious beliefs because, I mean, I told a woman just the other week, you know, talking with her, and she's like, you know, I'm at a point now where I'm just, you know, if I'm with a man, I'm with a man. If I'm not, I'm not. See, they're giving up, and they're giving up to a place where they feel like, you know, I got my body to offer, but a lasting relationship, a marriage, it might not work for us. You know, that's a sad, sad place to be in. And you don't have to be at that place. No matter what age you are, let me say that again. There is somebody for you. Somebody for you. And if you don't know the rules to the game, oh, man, I hate to say it that way, but that's really what it is.
You never win the championship.
Yeah.
You got to learn the rules to the game so you can win the championships and go to the finals. We got to change the rules and the nature of the game, ladies. We got to. Men have been in control of that for so long, and they have just triumphed in this game of relationship, this relationship game, to the point where we don't want to play it like, man, you think this is a game we're playing? But actually, it is a game.
It is.
And the game is you got to know the rules to the game, or know the rules to the relationships, know the rules to the opposite sex, know the rules so that you can be better for it and grow and not fall into the same traps and tricks as before, because there are some men out there looking for some women that are looking for relationships, but there are also more men out there that still have not put in their player cards yet. And so you have to be careful. That's why I say you got to know your status, know when to invest and what to invest at what stage in a relationship, and then you won't get hurt and you won't feel as though you, I cooked, I cleaned, I took stuff to his job, I gave him sex, I did this, I did, I took care of his kids, I took care of my kids, and y'all are just dating. You have invested too much too soon.
Way too much.
You might want to back up a little bit. You got to know what to invest and when to invest, at what stage in the relationship to invest it. So, ladies, let's get hip to the game.
You got to slow your roll, baby. You got to pace yourself. Hey, you got 4 quarters in this thing, so you got to pace yourself. Boy, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait till I finish what I'm doing with this academy, because I'm going to parallel relationships with basketball on talking about, you know, dribbling, talking about layups, talking about slam dunking. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the truth of the matter is, it is a game. We play a game. And once you learn the rules, and once you learn what the 3-point line is, and once you learn what the foul line is, once you understand how the game is played, you're going to love it, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to accomplish what you need and win the championship. Listen, it's been wonderful chatting with you tonight. I really appreciate you guys for coming on, those who are in the chat room, those who are listening in via internet, and those who called in. I appreciate you. You can, again, you always have room to ask a question. When I'm on a roll, I got to get it to you because it's free, and I want to make sure you get it. But if you have a question, you can always hit me up on my Facebook. You can always press 1 on your keypad here, or you can always shoot me an email. Guys, thank you so very much. We appreciate you. And I promise you, on every Tuesday, meet me here, 6 o'clock, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. The question is what, baby?
Can you handle the truth?
All right. Can you handle it? Take care. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.